Hi, my name is David Hall, and it's great to be here on Gospel Tangents.
The best source for Mormon history, science, and theology. I'm Rick Bennett. I'm excited to introduce David Hall. He's the chairman of Hall Labs, and he's an amazing inventor and businessman here in Provo, Utah. We're going to learn more about his company, but more importantly, we're going to learn that a lot of his ideas for inventions come from Joseph's plan for the City of Independence. So it's going to be a fun conversation. We're going to talk about the plans that Joseph had for both Independence and Kirtland. It's going to be a fun conversation. You won't want to miss it. Check it out. Welcome, everybody. I'm excited to have an amazing, and I'm going to call him a visionary, because I just toured his facilities here in Provo, Utah, and my mind was blown. And I think if you guys came out here, but let's have you go ahead and tell us who you are and where we are.
So my name is David Hall. I'm the son of Tracy Hall, who was a very famous scientist, and he started what I'm now running, Hall Labs, clear back in 1954. And Hall Labs is really a multifunctional lab with scientists in all the disciplines, and we spin off companies, really many times even before they're profitable, in order to have money to go on to the next fun job. So we're turning the money constantly all the time. And what our Apollo project is, what excites us to get up in the morning and solve another problem, is actually comes from what is known in the LDS culture as the Plat of Zion. And we've renamed it with our own name called New Vista. But there's so many problems to get a New Vista running that we never run out of issues. So we work on them at one at a time, but we'll never get them all figured out. They'll always be there.
So I just want you guys to know, I'm sure you've never heard of David Hall before. I hadn't heard until he reached out a couple of months ago. But I'm telling you, this is like Elon Musk and Bill Gates combined. And he's LDS, so that's even better.
Yeah,
so.
And I don't have nearly the money, that's for sure. But we probably have as many projects.
But the amazing number of things that you're working on is just mind-blowing. I seriously feel like we just did a tour of the future, because really, I really am amazed, and I don't think it's an understatement to call you a visionary. Like, holy cow.
So, or crazy.
Visionaries are crazy, right?
Yeah, right. So, you know, kind of together, yeah.
So the reason why I wanted to talk to you here on my podcast was... I love Independence and, you know, the City of Zion, and recently there have been some high-resolution maps of what the original plot of that Joseph Smith had in mind for Independence. And so it's been amazing to me, as you said, you've taken this idea that Joseph Smith had, and you're trying to solve these problems, and it's created all these amazing new companies. So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about Joseph Smith's plans for Independence and kind of how that's inspiring you?
Well, the plans actually came when they were at Kirtland. So they were for Kirtland first, mm-hmm. right? And then secondarily, Missouri. That's where we have forgotten what the real history was. But what was happening in Kirtland in 1832 and 33 is they were getting enough people that people were starting to say, well, let's build a schoolhouse, or let's build a church, or let's do something, right? And so, of course, the plan to build a community in Independence had already been thought of and talked about, but really the core people were in Kirtland still, when it came to that. So Joseph Smith had probably been working on a plan since early 1830s after he finished the Book of Mormon, or he probably had some of the ideas when he was doing the Book of Mormon. But when he starts to get into his studies about Enoch, he runs into the city that disappears, right? So you've got all of these thoughts about a kind of ultimate city and community environment happening. And so Kirtland needs something, right? He already has the plat that we call the Plat of Zion in front of him. If you read section 94 carefully, it tells him that the pattern's already been given to you and you got to follow it, right? So in front of them, if you go into the Joseph Smith papers, you can search the 1833 plat and see it, see the original. So imagine they already have that in front of them when they receive 94 and 95. And in fact, you can't understand section 94 and 95 unless you put it out in front of you and really study it. Because there's actually some unique numbers. There's a building number 5 that has a big 1 by it. And a building number 17 that has a big 2 by it. And those were the two buildings that they were commanded to build. Now they're sitting there looking at 24 buildings, right?
Right. Now we've talked about that before on the podcast about there were originally 24 temples planned. And maybe temples isn't the best word.
That name was not used. Okay. All right. That came into existence later. And so they were called houses of the Lord. And they're really the real correct name for that is community center. Right, so there were supposed to be 24 community buildings. And by the way, the actual size of the building was 3 or 4 times what they built in Kirtland. But they got a lot of it right. And see, they're looking at this plat, wondering what to do and how to build the buildings. And so the Lord tells them, well, choose 3 from among you. You know, because there are 200 people at the most, right? And send them off, ordain them to receive a vision about the building design. So this is a vision that's announced beforehand to 200 people, and they actually, you know, choose from the High Council, and of course Sidney Rigdon, Joseph Smith, and Frederick G. Williams were the ones chosen, and they were the first presidency at the time. So everybody waits while they go out and have this vision, right? And they come back, and they write it up, and they start construction immediately, June 5th of 1833. Hiram Smith, in his excitement, goes out there and starts doing the foundation, lays it out.
This is in Kirtland, right?
Yeah, Kirtland,
right.
Not Missouri.
Right.
Now, Missouri gets the documents, and that's why we have them, a month later. What happens is they probably had made copies of them and stuff like that, and those have disappeared, but they take the two originals, put them with some letters, roll them up, put them in a tin case, and mail it off to Bishop Partridge in Independence. So he gets them, but that's when riots are starting in Independence. And so Partridge never gets a chance to really seriously consider them. They end up in his wife's, Lydia's, trunk to be saved, and stay in that trunk, never make it into the 1835 DNC. That trunk goes with Lydia after her husband dies in Nauvoo, all the way west. When she's getting real old, she discovers them in her trunk, decides that Brigham Young better have them, so takes them to Brigham Young. Brigham Young stops construction on the Salt Lake Temple and takes the plans and starts the St. George Temple closer to the drawings.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Salt Lake Temple was way oversized and not designed correctly.
Oh.
And of course, Brigham Young knew about these things a little bit, and he'd of course seen some on the Nauvoo Temple, but St. George had the higher court and the lower court, like Nauvoo, you know, the baptismal fonts in the basement, like Nauvoo, was closer to the 88 by 132 foot size, which it was supposed to be. And then three times in section 94 and 95, they're commanded to have the inner court 55 by 65 feet. Three times. Okay. That's the inner court. Hiram and others tried to put the whole building in 55 and 65 feet and then added a vestibule to the side for stairs. Well, he needed to do an east court, a west court, an outer court to end up with hallways and bathrooms and elevators and all the things you actually need for a community center. Mm-hmm. And then it would function correctly. But they made it. They went broke with even what they did, right? And if you go see the Kirtland Temple, you see the pattern. Okay, so they did pretty good.
Yeah. And for those of you who haven't been to Kirtland, basically the first two floors are kind of mirror images of each other, would you say that? We've got the Aaronic priesthood pulpits on one end and the Melchizedek priesthood on the other.
And then upstairs,
and
too.
And then upstairs is exactly the same. And then the third floor, that's where kind of where they had the Joseph learned Hebrew and those sorts of things.
Right, and they had to do that floor because they didn't understand the outer court concepts. And see, section 95 even explains that the school of the prophets is the higher part of the inner court. It's not another story.
Okay.
It's the higher part of the inner court. It's also not the second floor, which historians try to say that was the school of prophets. No, that was a duplicate court, right? So if you do these hanging higher parts of the inner courts, that's real engineering that they couldn't have touched at the time. But we've figured it out, and it's amazing. I mean, and then you have hallways all the way around, 60 private bathrooms, 12 elevators, all right, just absolutely spectacular, amazing building. Two NBA basketball courts, four Olympic pools, which can be subdivided into 24 baptismal fonts.
Oh, wow.
Just amazing building.
So you basically looked at the Doctrine and Covenants and said, well, this is really what it should have been, right? Is that basically what's going on?
Well, the DNC combined with the plat and the house plan, it's called the House of the Lord. Uh-huh. But it's a public building, but that doesn't mean while you're having a basketball game and a tennis court game and some school classes, you can't be doing ordinances more efficiently than our current temples do.
Okay.
And this is in 33 before the endowments were even revealed.
Right.
So the building design was perfect for the ceremonies and given to us as saints beforehand. But we've never looked at it.
Right.
It never was canonized because it was in Lydia's trunk. And never made it, you know.
Well, that's interesting. So are you saying that when the Lord revealed it, that the Hiram and others didn't really understand how things were supposed to go together? And
they didn't have a chance.
Okay.
I would say, I've been working on it for 50 years.
Right.
And I'm still, my wife will certify this, I am still changing things. Right? I am not anywhere close to being done. So it's very complex, but it triangulates, if you know what that means. If you take one statement and another statement and another statement and carefully do the math and the science on it, you can come to the conclusion for sure. You know, no doubt about it. But it takes time to work it out.
And they weren't a bunch of mathematicians and engineers back then.
Well, and they didn't have any money and they didn't have time. I mean, can you imagine the distraction for these people? They're trying to make a living and they're building this building that they viewed was monstrous, even the one they did, right?
Right.
And they went broke.
Right.
It was amazing that they got, and it's amazing that it's still there.
Right.
I mean, the Community of Christ Church has done a great job preserving it like it was.
Right.
And not changing it. Because we, you know, as a society, LDS society, we have still not figured out why there's two courts that are duplicate.
Right.
We keep making excuses, oh, that's a school of prophets, or we don't face the fact that it's duplicated. Well, maybe women are in there. or maybe single people, because there's supposed to be four courts, because there were two buildings commanded. Not one, two.
Okay.
Duplicate. Number 5, number 17. So that's four courts to fill up with 480 servants of the Lord. How do you do that?
So you're saying that there should have been two temples in Kirtland? Is that what you're saying?
It's commanded, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, number 5, number 17. It's right on the plat.
Okay. Because I know you've been emailing me a bunch of these plats. Is it okay if I share those with everybody? That's awesome. So,
I hope you enjoyed our conversation with David Hall, chairman of Hall Labs. In our next conversation, we're going to talk a little bit about the Kirtland Temple. You know, the first floor and the second floor are identical. Why is that? David tells us that there was actually supposed to be two identical temples, and those four floors had big plans.
They all have equal offices in the houses of the Lord. They all have a chair in the assembly hall, specific.
Yes.
And there's 480 of them times four, because there's four demographic groups. Single men, single women, married men, married women are divisions, all equal. So 1833, we already had the answer. Not only did women get the priesthood, but single men and single women.
Okay.
So right now, we totally discriminate against single men. We don't view they're worth nothing, right?
Yeah, they're not married.
Yeah, polygamy would have never happened if we'd had this set up right, because the single men would have said, no way.
If you'd like to hear the entire interview uncut, please subscribe for just $5 a month at patreon.com/gospeltangents, and you can hear the entire interview before everybody else. If you'd like to watch the entire video for just $8 a month, you can either subscribe on YouTube, Patreon, or my website, gospeltangents.com. Just click the yellow subscribe button, and I'll add you to our Gospel Tangents Insiders group so that you can see entire videos. For those interested in a PDF transcript, you can subscribe at either Patreon or on my website. For just $10 a month, I'll send you a PDF as soon as it's complete. If you'd like a copy of the paperback as well as a PDF, just sign up for $20 a month at either Patreon or my website, gospeltangents.com. Of course, you can buy individual transcripts at amazon.com and just do a search for Gospel Tangents Interview, and you can see all the things that we have there. Don't forget to support Gospel Tangents with an awesome t-shirt like one of these. You can subscribe at Apple Podcasts at tinyurl.com/gospeltangents. Get our latest updates at facebook.com/gospeltangents. Also, you can get our Twitter updates at gospeltangents. Click here to subscribe, here for a transcript, and over here we've got more of our great videos. Thanks again.